This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1335. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded November 7th, activity on 11 meters, new frequencies from Cuba, Senegal, BBC, Iceland leaving shortwave, but Ireland is back, and Serbia too, new schedules from France, Russia, Ukraine, North Korea, reactivations from Central Africa, and Biak, Indonesia, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. First, this item from the November issue of the NASB newsletter. There will be a forum on international broadcasting at the Public Diplomacy Council in Washington, D.C., Thursday morning, November 16th. It lasts from 8:30 a.m. until about 1 p.m. Among those scheduled to speak are Sanford Unger, former director of Voice of America, Kenneth Tomlinson, chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, Graham Mitten, former head of BBC World Service Research, Myrna Whitworth, former acting director of programming at VOA, Adam Clayton Powell III, director of the Integrated Media Systems Center, and Robert Coonrod, former president and CEO of CPB and deputy director of VOA. The notice says, audience is limited. Register online now via this website, www.publicdiplomacycouncil.org. That's one word. No word on any cost, but I see that they offer recordings of previous forums after the fact. That's Thursday morning, November 16th, at the Jack Morton Auditorium at George Washington University, 805 21st Street Northwest in Washington. Thomas Moyer notified us that from elsewhere in Washington, October 31st, the FCC posted the B06 schedule for private U.S. shortwave stations under its jurisdiction. The exact website is a bit complicated, but you'll find a link to it and everything else we mentioned on the web in the summary for this World of Radio 1335. Looking through the FCC schedule, I see that there are three entries for a non-existent station, KTMI in Oregon, which has a construction permit, but no word yet as to whether it is actually under construction. Here's the schedule. Don't expect to hear it anytime soon. From 01 to 05 UT on 11570, 02 to 04, yes, that's overlapping on 9845, and 07 to 11 on 9820. The new frequency we reported last week for KAIJ in Dallas, 9340, is so new it's not on the FCC schedule. However, I hear that they want reception reports to evaluate how they're coming in, both in eastern and western North America, 9340 from 13 to midnight UT, and midnight to 6 or later on 5755. They have some QSL cards, but just a few left from the original printing. And so if you want one, include your postal address with your correct reception report. And this offer is good only for email reports sent through yours truly, which I will then forward to KAIJ in Dallas. Use the address WORADIO@yahoo.com. John Norfolk points out that according to the November WWCR program schedule, the final repeat of World of Radio has been eliminated. That was Wednesday at 10:30 UT. So now, as a rule, your last chance to hear each World of Radio on shortwave will be the WBCQ broadcast, Sunday nights, UT Mondays at 05:15 or so on 7415. Tim Hindle in Alabama says there's another phone portal through which you can hear World of Radio. It's the Mobile Broadcast Network in Nashville, Tennessee, of all places, and this is an arrangement with World Radio Network. He says you call the phone number 646-213-0005, and then enter the program number for World of Radio, 2679. Even near solar minimum, don't ignore the higher frequencies. You may be surprised by some unexpected openings. If the distance is short, it may be sporadic E instead of the usual long-distance F2 shortwave propagation. Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania reports to the NASA flash sheet he heard the KOA relay in Denver on 25950, October 28th at 1940 UT with a football game and an Ideas News Radio 850 KOA. And then Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida heard another one on 26190 Narrowband FM, as was the KOA one, November 4th at 1844. He could not identify it then, but he heard it later on November 5th at 1755, and it was KSLAM, Salt Lake City, being relayed on 26190. As a matter of fact, I reported this one myself back in July. After a hiatus of a couple of years, Alan Roberts revived his 25-plus column in the November issue of CIDX Messenger. He monitors the 11-meter band for these broadcast auxiliaries, but has had very little reception. In fact, he only has two items from earlier this year. But keep an ear on these frequencies in case there's an opening. 26350 with WAND, Channel 17 in Decatur, Illinois. That was heard with her local news center 17 at 2305 UT back in June. And on 26410 WNOX, 100.3 in Knoxville, Tennessee, was heard August 3rd at 1410 as Knoxville's Big Talker, FM 100. Radio Canada International is still carrying one of the 2 hours of the CBC morning program Sounds Like Canada, but which hour is it? It starts after the news at 16 UT, and it is in fact the first of the two-hour program, which means that Afghanada cannot be carried on Friday morning since it's in the second hour. However, the luck of the draw, the hilarious Dead Dog in the City does remain on shortwave since it's in the last quarter of the first hour of Sounds Like Canada on Thursdays. That means it should be heard at 1644 UT on 9515, 13655, and 17820. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain tells DX Listening Digest that Radio Insurgente, the Chiapas clandestine in Mexico, says they've uploaded a new program on their website. Actually, that was back on October 6th, which they say is the latest program broadcast on shortwave since April 28th. So does this actually mean they're again active on shortwave? Well, the time to check based on previous scheduling would be Friday afternoon between 2050 and 2200 UT on approximately 6,000 kilohertz. But at that hour, it'll help to be as close to Chiapas as possible and watch out for Radio Havana, Cuba, which, however, according to their new schedule, is not supposed to open on 6,000 until 2230. Arnie Coro has been publicizing a new schedule for Radio Havana, Cuba, going into effect a couple of weeks after the other station started B06. One major change is 9820 replaced by 6180 in English to North America from midnight to 05 UT, or maybe until 07. That may encounter or cause adjacent or co-channel interference to Vietnam, Mexico, and Brazil in the overcrowded 49-meter band. The new frequency from Havana I spot on the schedule is 15370, between 13 and 15 UT in Spanish. However, I suspect it might be a transposition typo for the frequency currently in use, 13750. Arnie posted a new schedule, not including languages, on the Kondish list. In Japan Premium, Koji Hashimoto reports hearing West Africa Democracy Radio November 1st until sign-off at 0800 in English on 12,000 kilohertz. That's the program originating in Senegal and broadcast back to West Africa, due south from the UK. During the remainder of the broadcast at 08 to 11, they're supposed to be on 17860 from a different UK site. The 12,000 kHz frequency means it'll be possible to hear it in North America during the middle of our night, unlike when it's on the 17 MHz band throughout. Martin Groot in the Netherlands reports to DX Listening Digest that Radio Centrafrique in the Central African Republic is active again on 7220. As soon as Radio Liberty signs off at 0559, news in French from Bangui, after 0600. He's quite sure of the ID now, although Radio France International in Hausa is listed on that frequency at that time. The Radio St. Helena revival on November 4th was very widely heard. Reports were acknowledged on the air from Africa, India, Japan, Europe, North and South America, but apparently barely made it to Northern Australia and New Zealand, not heard by many other Aussies and NZers who tried to pick it up. I've rounded up a great many reports of this in DX Listening Digest 6166 at worldofradio.com. Just a few comments of my own. I was not hearing it when it started at 1800, but it was coming in rather well, although not yet directed to North America, at 2038 UT. At 2330, they were turning the antenna finally toward North America, although many of us had been listening to it for a few hours, but encountered a problem. It seems the signal was reflecting off their medium wave tower 10 meters away and causing some oscillation in the transmitter, so they had to back off and wound up aiming at 345 degrees, which is rather too far north to come right at North America. They said they had received 330 emails plus phone calls and faxes during the 7-hour broadcast, and everyone had a good time, both at Radio St. Helena and among listeners all over the world. It was a real treat to hear Radio St. Helena again, and thanks to everyone who made it possible. Now I say, how about turning on that shortwave transmitter now and then when there is local programming, especially news, before 1 year from now? Craig Christ remarks, the broadcast generated a lot of excitement and actually got people to turn on their receivers. Therefore, the broadcast was a success. Maybe the hobby even added some new listeners and DXers because of Radio St. Helena. Another island is about to give up shortwave broadcasting. We hear from Bernd Trudnow in Lithuania that the Icelandic public broadcaster, RUV, will end shortwave relays of its main newscasts by the end of the year. Since the 1970s, they've leased shortwave capacities at the maritime station in Reykjavik to serve ships, expatriates in Europe and North America. The schedule remains, while it exists, to Europe at 12:15 to 13 UT on 13865. 1755 to 1825 on 12115, to North America 1410 to 1440, and 1835 to 1905 on 13865, and 23 to 2335 on 12115. These times are somewhat variable. They're approximate, apparently picked to be on the air when newscasts are on the domestic service. Coincidentally, we have a couple of reports of this by Harold Sellers at a DX camp in Ontario. He heard 12115 signing off at 2331 and also 13865 in Icelandic at 1838. These are rather low power and their upper sideband plus reduced carrier. WRMI Miami is now relaying World Radio Network Monday through Friday from 13 to 16 UT on 7385. That means that the broadcasters who happen to be on WRN during those 3 hours benefit from shortwave relays they may not even be aware of. Notably, RTE in Ireland, which otherwise is not on shortwave, occupies the 1400 UT hour. Radio Netherlands is on at 13 before it, followed by Radio Prague at 15 and Radio Sweden at 15:30. BBC World Service has been showing up on some new frequencies, some of them not even in current schedules. This one is, however, 11895, I'm hearing fairly well, before 15 UT. That's Singapore, parallel to 9740. It's aimed north-northeast, so it does reach North America, although, of course, not intended for us. Another new one I've found, and this was not starting the first day of B06, but later, 6040, during the 15 UT hour. Wolfgang Buschel thinks it may be Singapore moved from 5965 during that hour only. BBC also found on 9440 by Adrian Very in New Zealand from 0500 UT. We don't know where that's coming from. However, Morrison Hoyle in Australia checked the BBC World Service website and found 9440 was listed there at 0507 as a temporary frequency due to engineering work. Mike Barraclough forwards the VT Communications Bulletin for November and December with news about new shortwave transmitters at Wolverton. Since mid-October, there's a new 250-kilowatt unit in service for the first time, made by RIZ transmitters in Croatia. Furthermore, they have ordered two more, one for Wuverton and one for Skelton. The first pair scheduled for installation late this year or early next year. No mention in this of DRM, but I expect they are DRM-capable, if not DRM-dedicated. You're listening to World of Radio 1335. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Rod Scribner in Maine, who made a donation by a check in the mail in memory of Rocky. We have a number of more new B06 schedules in English to convey from stations in Europe. Radio France International is always recalcitrant in providing its new schedules. Wolfgang Büschel has managed to extract the information, which is quite different from that on their website. Don't you believe what you read on the RFI website for broadcasts in English. And this information, too, is tentative, not totally confirmed. Now, some of the morning broadcasts I'll give first are Monday through Friday only, but this is not specified in this version. At 04 to 4:30, 7315 and 9805. At 05 to 5:30, 9805, 11995, 13680. At 06 to 6:30, 7315, 11995 and 13680. At 06 to 7, not sure if that's supposed to be to 6:30 as well, 9765. At 07 to 8, 11725. All those I've mentioned so far from the Issedun France site. It's a separate listing of some relays via Merlin or VT communications facilities, which may or may not be in English. At 04 to 5, Ascension on 7270. At 06 to 07, Ascension on 9865. Johannan confirms that one is in English at 06. Also at 12 to 12:30, Ascension 15275. Oh, and backing up to 06 to 07, there's a Rwanda relay on 17770. At 12 to 13, 21620 is on the schedule from France in English. Number of frequencies for the English broadcast at 16 to 17, 11615. 15160 via France and South Africa, respectively. I've heard 15160, and also via South Africa on 9730. I'm omitting a few frequency changes which don't go into effect until February 25th. That leaves one more English broadcast unaccounted for, English at 14 to 15 UT, the one I was hearing during the A season, October, on 6120, relayed from Asia. Well, we've found the new frequency for that. It's 5920 via Cheetah in Russia, confirmed by Alokesh Gupta in India and Ron Howard in California. Unfortunately, in this part of the world, it clashes with the off-frequency WBOH. Now, some but not all of the Radio Netherlands frequencies in English. At 12 to North America via Bonaire, 11675. All three evening broadcasts at midnight, 01 and now 05 instead of 04, are on 6165 from Bonaire. By the way, there are no longer any Bonaire relays to Australia or New Zealand. The broadcast to South Asia in English at 14 to 16 is on Madagascar 15595 and 12080. We can often hear that later one in Central North America, far from the target. To Africa at 1921, Bonaire 17810, and on Saturday and Sunday only at the same hours, there are more frequencies for North America. Bonaire 15525 and 15315, and Sackville 17725. Some World Radio Network transmissions via Germany, IBC Tamil, that service for Sri Lanka at midnight to 1 UT, is now on 6175. And WRN is broadcasting Radio Romania International in DRM mode via Vertical Germany at 15 to 1530 on 7335 to 7345. The German relays of Croatian Radio Zagreb, or the Voice of Croatia, are now on 7285 to the Americas between 23 and 06 UT. Now there are two different Vertical transmitters overlapping and another one in Nauen, Let's hope they're all synchronized now. 23 to 04 to South America, midnight to 04 to Eastern North America, and 02 to 06 to Western North America, including some segments in English and Spanish, but the times are not specified here. Also at 05 to 08 to New Zealand on 9470, and 06 to 10 to Australia on 11690. By the way, the 9470 broadcast is on exactly the same azimuth and antenna as the earlier one to South America on 7285. Good news from Dragan Lekic in Serbia that International Radio Serbia, as it's now called, would resume shortwave broadcasts on November 6th. They're all on 6100 kilohertz to Europe between 1730 and 22 UT in several languages, including Mandarin to Europe, apparently, and English is at 1930 to 20. Well, these are actually non-directional, but not likely to get out much further than Europe, especially considering all the adjacent and co-channel interference. Kai Ludwig in Germany checked the next day, or the first day they were supposed to be on the air, and could not confirm it on the air. Jean-Michel Aubier in France was able to hear Serbia's interval signal at 2059 UT, but nothing more. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain listened to their webcast for the Spanish broadcast at 20 on November 7th and heard them announce the shortwave frequency, which he could not hear, 6100. Radio Tirana, Albania, despite its best efforts and those of its monitors, found itself colliding with the Voice of Russia for the English quarter hour to Europe at 1945 on 6130, so has been trying to decide on a replacement frequency. Very hard to find one in the very crowded 49-meter band. They might go to the edges of the band in the 5.8s or the 6.2s. However, Wolfgang Büschel thinks the best alternative would be just to move 5 kHz up to 6135. Meanwhile, the other English broadcast to Europe at 2100 on 7530 is coming in well as far away as Japan, says Iwao Nagatani in Japan Premium. As for English from Voice of Greece, John Babas hears from the host of Greeks Around the World, Katerina Tanasula, that her program remains at 14 to 15 UT on Saturdays. However, the frequencies are now 9420 and 17525, making it hard to hear in North America. I've noted there's a continuous utility chirping noise on 17525's weak signal. The other English program, at least with an English title, although it's just playing music, it's all Greek to me, is now Sundays at 11.05 to 12 UT on the same two frequencies, say Sean Gilbert and Mike Barraclough. And there's a final airing, UT Monday at midnight 30 to 01.30, which we're not positive of, but according to Sean Gilbert, it's scheduled then on 7475 and 9420. You may recall that the Macedonian station was reported with a short newscast in English on 9935. Eric Killian, Denmark, confirms hearing that at 1257 UT. By the way, that frequency has also been heard on its second harmonic, 19870, says Jürgen Lohuis in Germany on the harmonics group. This was back October 13th at 1224. John Norfolk forwards the Voice of Russia English frequencies to North America from 02 to 06 on 15425 and 13665, and during each of those hours joined by a variety of other frequencies. At 02 to 03, 7250 and 6240. At 03, 7350 and 6240. At 04, 12030, 12010, 9840, 7350 and 7150. And at 05 to 06, 9840, 7350 and 7150. Radio Ukraine International, B06 schedule via Swapan Chakraborty in India, has already been changed. Sergei Nikishin forwards news from Alexander Yehorov that the English broadcast at 22, as well as other languages before and after, has moved from 5840 to avoid Sweden to 5830. The other English broadcasts at 01 and 04 to North America are on 5820 and at 12 to Europe on 9925. Another odd frequency reported by Jürgen Lohuis in Germany from the Voice of Turkey in Turkish, heard on 20,050 kilohertz at 1303 until sign off at 1324 November 5th. It was parallel to 15350 with another program in the background. That's a sure sign of a mixing product. I checked out the frequencies and figured out exactly what's happening. It's a leapfrog of 15350 over a frequency halfway in between, also on the air from the same site at the same time, 17700. And that one is in German until 1325. The Al Jazeera website says they're finally set to launch their English television news service on November 15th. We've also seen reports that they expect to be on at least some U.S. satellite and cable systems. Swapan Chakraborty in India sends the B06 schedule from Malaysia, involving both external and domestic shortwave frequencies. It shows that two different sites are indeed using one frequency at the same time. 6050 is scheduled for Kajang near Kuala Lumpur at 02 to 17, as well as Cebu in East Malaysia from 02 until 15. We found that one of them is slightly off frequency. Ron Howard in California was hearing the Suara Islam program on 6049.65 before and after 15 UT. Atsuna Ishidai in Japan reports via Seiichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle that Radio Republic Indonesia in Biak in Papua has reactivated on 4920, heard November 4th from before 0830 to 1015 UT, knocking out Lhasa Tibet on the same frequency. There was news from Jayapura at 0930, parallel to Serui on 4605. Olaum in Sweden reports these presumed frequencies for Chinese clandestine Sound of Hope, judging from where the jammers have moved, 14400, 10400, 17350. Also, 13970 may still be on the air. I've heard 10400. Around 14 UT, as has Leonard J. Rooney in Pennsylvania at 2325. Henry Clements in Sweden points out a perennial problem, at least one of the two broadcasting seasons per year. Mongolia and North Korea, relatively close countries, are on the same 12015. Pyongyang's using it for afternoon and evening transmissions to Western Europe, which Henrik says kills the voice of Mongolia in English at 15 and 2000 UT. Moises Knokin in Uruguay reports hearing on 6215 at 0918 UT, what appears to be a Korean numbers station. Don Rhodes in Victoria wonders what's become of Voice of Korea's English broadcast at 10 to 11 UT on 11735 and 13650. We now have the new schedule via Arnulf Piontek in Berlin, ADX, via Kai Ludwig, showing that transmission is now on 6185 and 9850 to Southeast Asia, 6285 and 9325 to Central and South America. Besides 12015, English to Western Europe is also on 7570 at 13, 15, 18, and 21. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 7th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 November 9th and 25th, 15 and 3 on November 17th, down to 5 and 2 in between. Solar flux dropping from 90 November 10th, to 75 on the 21st to 23rd, then back up to 80. That's World of Radio 1335. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.